You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Fathers, know him who's from the beginning. Here in 1 John chapter 2, we see three spiritual growths being portrayed to us by the Holy Spirit in children, young men, and fathers. And we could see the lesson that we have in our childhood of Christ is that we're forgiven. God is our Father. And as we become more adolescents, as we begin to grow spiritually, we begin to realize we have an adversary, but that we grow strong through the word in us and overcome the wicked one. And then we see the spiritual maturity that comes is that we know him who's from the beginning, the unchangeable one, the beginning and the end, the everlasting, who never changes. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13 verse 8. So let me just quickly read you these verses 12, 13, and 14 again. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who's from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you've known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you've known him who's from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you've overcome the wicked one. Fathers, know him is the title of this devotion. It is the perceiving, recognizing, and acknowledging of the Father. You know him who's from the beginning. You perceive him. People can come to you with whatever argument. Yeah, but if God is love, then how come of this? Yeah, but I cannot understand if God is love, then, or if God is good, or if God, and they have all these arguments, and the whole fundamental argument they have is not with the contradictory issues of their heart and mind. I mean, if God's good, how can he send anybody to hell? If God is good, this. If God is good, if God is so good, how come there's these wars? If God is good, why there's so much evil? And they say all these things. And the fundamental argument is they don't know him who's from the beginning. They don't have this inward knowing, perceiving, recognizing of the Father. You see, dear friends, this knowing of him is the fundamental nature of Christianity. And it will never, ever change throughout all of eternity of eternities. You see, Jesus said in John 17, verse 3, Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true living God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. How can you know God? Because you have this life. You have this life in you. Here in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, such a powerful verse, it says, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding that we may know him who is true. And we're in him who's true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Meditate on that verse, 1 John 5, verse 20. And friends, it is knowing the Father. Jesus Christ stood out through all his life in how he knew the Father. He spoke about the Father in such a revelatory manner, just a matter of fact revelation, that they marveled at the knowledge he had, and they could not believe it even when he was but 12 years of age. The knowledge of the Father, friends, is a spiritual development that the Heavenly Father will give to the smallest child. It is the revelation of Himself. That is the wonder of true Christianity, that we may know the Father through the Son, and that the Father is glorified through His Son in us. Here in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we've seen, bear witness, and declare to you eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, and that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus." This is the true distinguishing mark of Christianity. How can I ever, Father? What does it mean, Heavenly Father, for me to come to perfection, to maturity, to fullness of life? Is that you inwardly perceive and recognize and acknowledge the Father through His Son in you. That through Christ in you, you know the Father. You know God. Remember how He prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, a child, a son is born, a child is given. The government will be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You see, the revelation of the Everlasting Father is the spiritual growth that we need to keep on maturing in. We need to keep on growing in knowing the Father. Jesus would talk to His disciples in John chapter 14. Oh, I love this language. Jesus had the Son's language. And He spoke of the Father in such a sweet, matter-of-fact way. He says, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. It's not my ability that enables me to speak this way, but it is the Father who dwells in me who does the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do, and greater works than these," and so. And then He says in verse 19, "A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." Verse 23, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." I always look to Jesus, to what I want to see the Father work in me. So while I'm in prayer, reading, worshiping, praying, it comes to my conscience, Jesus, scriptures, Jesus. And then what I see in Him, I know is what the Father works in me through Him. And that beautiful life we see in the Son is what He unveils in you and me. And that is knowing the Father. Father, John, let me read it to you. John 17, I quoted it to you. "This is eternal life," verse 3, "that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." And this life of knowing the Father, of perceiving Him, of recognizing Him, of acknowledging Him in all of your ways, is the beauty of spiritual growth. It's the wonder of becoming more and more like the Son in the knowledge of the Father. Jesus said in John 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd, and I know and recognize my own, and my own know and recognize me, even as truly as the Father knows me and I know the Father. In that day, verse 20 of John 14, you will know I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. It is simplicity and yet divine mystery. And without controversy, Paul says in 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness. God is revealed in the flesh. It is through our union in the love with Jesus, living in his great love for us, that we become filled and flooded with God the Father himself and have the richest measure of his loving divine presence. So let me close with you here from John 17, starting at verse 21. Jesus is praying. I pray that they all may be one, Father, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be made one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you sent me. I've given to them, Father, the glory and honor which you gave me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Or in other words, Father, I gave them the glory that I have with you, you and me and I and you, that they are one with us. Oh, I and them and you and me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know, definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them as much as you've loved me. Father, verse 24, I desire that they also whom you have entrusted to me as a gift to me may be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you gave me. You loved me, my heavenly Father, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Oh, just and righteous Father, although the world has not known you and has failed to recognize you and has never acknowledged you, I have known you continually, and these men understand and know that you've sent me. I have made you known to them and revealed your character and your very self. And Father, I will continue to make you known to them, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. My goodness, friends, we need to spiritually keep growing, so that the same mighty love with which we see the Father love Jesus, we live in that love. Oh, hallelujah. And we could share that love with any and everybody. Oh, that spiritual growth is so important for the church today, so that the Heavenly Father through his church may open the door into his everlasting kingdom wide, and that we may see an incredible flood of precious souls coming into the kingdom, and that we see the churches growing and multiplying, and that multitudes and multitudes of precious souls are being saved by being made new inwardly through the Holy Spirit, whom the Father gives generously through his Son, washed, regenerated, made alive to the Father through the Son, living in his amazing love, having nothing of doubt or fear of unbelief, but knowing they've been made accepted in the Beloved. Oh my goodness, we need to spiritually keep growing. Amen. Have a good day.